experience.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Our country is on its knees. John from San Marcos was on in the last hour, and I shouldn't call people like you punks. You probably are a bleeding heart who means well. And if you can get back in, it's 836-0590, 836-0590, or 877-590-5525. Just hit redial. I see we got a line open. Try to keep one open for him until he calls in. He hung up, and I want to have a real discussion with you. Now, you need to apologize, too, because you implied that you said, oh, people that don't want the open borders, they just don't like Mexicans. And that's what made me mad. And my answer to you is, why do 87 to 71% of Hispanics in scientific Gallup polls and Scripps Howard News polls, everyone they have are between 67 and 71. I haven't seen them lower, haven't seen them higher. Go look it up for yourself right now. Just Google Scripps Howard News Service on Hispanic Americans on immigration issues. So they don't like Mexicans. They don't like Hispanics. They don't like Nicaraguans, Guatemalans, Chileans, Argentines. No. They know that 30 million illegal aliens driving down the wages, but it's more than that. Look at the Fed and state's own numbers. In Texas, illegal aliens take out of the economy and welfare and medical cost, with having their children, everything, more than twice what they ever end up paying in taxes. In California, it's almost three times. More than 70% of those in Los Angeles, in the county jails, are illegal aliens. These are all just numbers. We have 30 million illegal aliens conservatively in this country. We have the Republicans and Democrats who want a global government, who want a North American Union, in their own SPP, Security Prosperity Document, saying that they want to bring in a large enough foreign mass to be able to play it off against the American people, like what they have in French Canada and the separatists there. It's divide and conquer. So you can try your establishment media line, but I guess then 67 to 71% of Hispanics don't like Hispanics. No, 67 to 71% of Hispanics have got their heads screwed on straight and know this is bad for our sovereignty and our economy. And then you come out of the gates and you say, hey, it used to be their country anyways. Finishing my argument, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, I wanted to ask you, did you know what that was? Do you know what that is, John? Don't be shy, 836-0590. You kind of clammed up, though, when I said the Germans attacked us through Mexico twice. I bet you don't believe that, do you? Why don't you type the Plan of San Diego, the Plan of San Diego, into Google, and why don't you, University of Texas is the first link that pops up. The second link that pops up is the University of Mexico at the city, Mexico City. How do I know? The 17-minute extra mini-film, Battle for the Republic, that is the extra on Endgame, shows the globalist plan, and we go into the plan of San Diego. By the way, why do you think the Germans did this? Well, do you know who the first major ruler of Mexico after Santa Anna was? It was Maximilian, Frederick Maximilian. The whatever he was, I forget the number, it was like the ninth or something. He was the crown prince of Austrian-Hungarian Empire. That was the Germanic larger hegemon that stretched from the Balkans into Alsace-la-France there in northern France. The Alsatians. I'm not. Every time I talk about Germany, too, people say, why are you bashing Germans? Folks, my mother is Alsatian. The point is, you know, that's out of the family. The point here is, Germany ruled what is known as Germany today. It ruled Mexico. It ruled Mexico through several different princes for more than 40 years, and they had power down there. And so the railroads were built by the Germans. It was all built by them, and it was German troops that fought The Marine Corps and the Army, when General Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, before the Civil War, went down there when Mexico attacked the U.S. and went all the way into Oklahoma, slaughtering our troops. Some cases it was 100-1. You'd have tens of thousands of troops attacking small patrols, wiping out our troops. They wouldn't stop attacking, so we went all the way down there. And then we said, you know what, well, we'd already then done the major treaties, and we just said, you're going to hand this over. There were less than 5,000 Mexicans in the Southwest. They couldn't hold it from the Native Americans. Why is it Six Flags of Texas when you go to Six Flags? If you live here at the big amusement park, they have a couple of in the state. The French flag, the Spanish flag, the Mexican flag, the Texas flag, the Confederate flag, the American flag. Mexico did have parts of the U.S. for a little while, and they couldn't hold on to it. So they went to the Tennesseans and the South Carolinians, and they went to the Alabamans, and they said, please come in. We're going to give you Spanish land grants, which my dad's side of the family got. We even paid for it, a few cents an acre. And we came into Texas because the Mexicans couldn't beat the Indians. Okay? This is just basic history. See, you don't know basic history. I made a film about this. Okay? That's my whole point, is that you don't know. And then the Germans at the end of World War II were losing, so they financed Mexican rebels to attack four states simultaneously and in one night killed 23 U.S. citizens. By the way, they went into these towns and they just killed the whole families. Because the plan of San Diego said kill every gringo, every white person, 16 years of age and older. But they got out of control. It didn't matter there was a 2-year-old. They went ahead and blew their heads off. Now, they don't want you knowing about that, do they? No, Mexico doesn't want you to know. Then they were about to launch an attack during World War II, and all that got stopped because they put the Texas... What do you think the Texas Rangers are for? What do you think? How do you think Texas Rangers got founded? I mean, what do you think this is all about? This is about empire. There's always people trying to take this country over. By the way, Mexico, until the 1850s, was a lot smaller. It didn't even have large areas of Yucatan and other areas. That belonged to Guatemala. There were two other little countries down there. Mexico doesn't let illegal aliens into their country. Mexican cops beat up U.S. citizens all the time and suck all the money out of them. I mean, listen, my wife speaks Spanish. She lived 4 years in Madrid, Spain. My wife, just in marvelment, will listen to Mexican radio and will drive along and look at the signs that are up all over the Southwest. I mean, it is all xenophobic. It is all la raza. It is all, you know what raza means? Race. Race this, race that. And I'm just sitting here going, look, you know, this is serious business. And I'm not going to go along with it. I'm not going to play along with it anymore. I'm not going to play your political correct games here. If we got 30 million illegal aliens that are going to be legalized under these amnesty plans, and they're allowed to bring 12 family members in over the next 6 years, and the first visit, if they do this, they are instantly given a green card and a social security number and allowed to apply for all the welfare. The country's already basically bankrupt. We can't afford this anymore, and that's why upwards of 71% of Hispanics stand with me. Frankly, I could care less what color you are, as long as you're pro-America. Okay? In fact, it's very painful to me. I've talked to these racist Mexicans that have had their racist rallies and stuff. The news all says it's great. And I'll be on the phone beforehand telling them I'm coming down to demonstrate. And they go, you wouldn't dare. And I go, look, you know, it really hurts my feelings. I got a lot of Hispanic friends. Oh, sure you do, gringo. And I'm like, you know, that's really painful that you're racist like that. And, you know, you see, political correctness says that this large portion, a large minority of these illegal aliens hate this country, write about it, talk about it. Their radio stations are called the rebel, the invader. It's all ha, ha, ha. We're taking over. We're going to get you. They teach this all over Mexico in textbooks for hundreds of years. And our government wants to get rid of the U.S. They want to set up a North American Union. Vicente Fox comes up here. The president before him said that they're taking over the U.S. That is a process of recolonizing. I mean, this is Mexican presidents are saying they want to take over the U.S. The mayor of L.A. says that Mexico has conquered L.A. They attacked us with the Germans. I'm sick of it. I've had enough. I'm done. I'm through. Okay? Period. I'm not playing games anymore. Folks, if you would just discover history, the plan of San Diego. The plan of San Diego. Google that and Google Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We'll come right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Oh, John's back.
The best of Alex Jones on News Radio 590 KL.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happened to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, we're under the New World Order's thumb. The change has come.
Under my thumb.
I want to change that. You see, I'm not an expert on which team is the best in the Big Eight. I'm an expert on the most powerful engine to have in my truck. Not an expert on combing my hair, or acting tough, or having the biggest house, or trying to make people happy around me, trying to play along. Not a follower, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm addicted to history. And to history, when you have history, you have the key to the present and the future, as many philosophers, scientists, historians have stated. And unfortunately, I know how what a dirty, wicked, corrupt government Mexico has had. I mean, before that, it was the Aztecs sacrificing 10,000 people on one holiday every year, totally enslaving and a human sacrifice of children and cannibalism. People say, well, that's a culture. You can't knock a culture. You can't make a value judgment on a culture. And every time I get one of those bleeding hearts calling in, I go, oh, really? Well, the Nazis had a culture of killing people. That's what the Aztecs did. They would go enslave and capture all the tribes and literally human sacrifice them. I mean, you see Apocalypto by Mel Gibson. That's only the tip of the iceberg. It was much worse than that. Very accurate. And I've interviewed the anthropologists and others that worked on the film. That's in one of my other little areas of novice study. Amazingly interesting. And they say, and then you go, oh, no, the Nazi culture, that was an evil culture. Oh, wait, I just thought you said cultures can't be evil. The Soviet Russian culture was evil. Not the Russian people, the government culture. The Aztec culture was evil. The Nazi culture is evil. The corrupt Chinese culture is evil today. I remember back when all the Chinese spies were in the White House under Clinton and all the sellouts going on in the late 90s, and callers would call me and go, because it was on CNN and stuff, they'd go, people that bash the Chinese spies don't like Chinese. I could care less, folks, what group you are. By the way, I don't like playing this card, folks. I really don't, but my parents, you know, I'm born of my parents, but my mother, when I was 14, we adopted a little Korean baby. My sister's Korean, and she's just as much blood as she was my blood. I don't like to play that card on you, you dumb fool. But I don't like you calling in spouting your baloney at me. My sister's being raised middle class. My sister's going to college. My sister is trying to have the American dream. She's not here illegally to have a bunch of children and at $12,000 a pop on average and have it paid for and get three welfare checks. You better find out the illegal aliens are on more welfare per capita than inner-city blacks. But all you ever hear people talk about is the inner-city blacks. I've had enough of it! You don't know what you're talking about! The New World Order that wants this country to fall, who's openly sworn to do it, says immigration is the key to bringing down this nation. They want to roll it up, and with the new political system, they get to rewrite all the rules, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution. Have you figured that out yet? Oh, it just absolutely blows my mind. Let's talk to David in Round Rock, Texas. I guess he's listening on News Radio 590 KLBJ. Let's go ahead and talk to David. You're on the air, brother.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Worldwide transmission.
Yes, I saw Endgame, man. And I thought it made your martial law and rise of the police state look very domestic. You know, it's a pretty amazing film. I especially like the whole part talking about the Romans building and maintaining roads and using the funds to oppress the people that funded it.
Yes, the toll roads, absolutely, which is the official plan. Yep.
I thought that was just really cool.
They're going to use the toll road money, official federal documents and bills, to fund building infrastructure in Mexico to bring more slave goods in faster.
Right, exactly. Hey, I had a question for you real quick. A friend of mine was asking me this because he has kids and stuff. I was wondering, what do you tell your kids about all this stuff? I understand you have very young kids. And I was wondering, what do you say to them?
Basically, I read them all the old parables. And people say, sit your kid in front of the television, let them watch all this violence and stuff, but don't read them old parables, don't read them the Bible. A lot of scary stuff in the Bible, but they learn from the Good Samaritan not just how to help people, but also that people want to mug you.
Right.
Or they also learn about Titus sacking Rome when I read to them, Titus sacking Jerusalem in 70 A.D. They also learn about corrupt governments and good governments. They've learned about the Republic. And my son knows that the president is a would-be dictator, attempting dictatorship. He's five. He understands that. My daughter's three. I haven't gotten her into all that yet. But my son at five already knows much than most adults.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I that's what I was telling him pretty much. Just teach your child history. And if you have history on your side, like you were saying before, it's everything's a circle in this.
Well, I don't let them watch a lot of TV, but I've let them just recently watch Pinocchio because that was back when we had quality programs. It showed how the kids go break windows, drink beer, they hang out with the bad kids, and they get turned into jackass slaves and go off on a slave ship.
Right on.
You see, and I explained that it isn't cool to use drugs, and it isn't cool to run with bad people, and crime isn't cool, but it's designed to get you in the system.
Right. Being wise and smart is cool.
Absolutely. And, again, it's really that simple. Listen, I appreciate your call. And let me tell you, I've learned how bad processed sugar is. You give processed sugar to your children, they'll go from good little children to little devils. I mean, it's just amazing. Before I go any further, there's a few program notes. First off, I want to thank Amanda, who comes in here, and she says, interning from one of the local universities here, doing a senior, a fabulous job. And I want to thank Trey Kincaid for the wonderful job that he is doing as well. And I also want to do a program note. We've had all these sellout showings. I've never had a showing that wasn't a sellout at the Alamo Drafthouse. And we've had like 5 or 6, 7, 8 showings every year with each new film that comes out, South Lamar, and, of course, the downtown one is about to reopen at the Ritz. But I had a showing Tuesday that was on a sellout. And that was because I wasn't there. Folks, you need to come see the film. You know, I mean, I tried a showing where I'm not there, and it only fills up 80%. I will be at all three showings, the 5th. What are the dates? 5, 7, and 8. The 5th, 7th, and 8th this week, the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. And fine, you want it, you got it. I'll be at all of them. And then what, on the 13th, the national release of Endgame in stores. It's already out. You can get it from InfoWars and Prison Planet or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it right now online, but at PrisonPlanet.tv. But the national release on Amazon and in stores, Barnes & Noble's, all those. I'll be at Waterloo Ice House. Is it 5 or 7? I'm telling him it should be 7. I don't know. 5 or 7. It'll be posted on the site there as well, coming up the 13th for a speech and DVD signing. But coming up, you can get tickets right now on InfoWars.com for the showing coming up in a week, the 3 showings. Bring your skeptical friends and family. And do I have time to go another call? Hope to see everybody there. Who is up next here? Let's talk to Scott in Idaho. And you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been hammering everybody around here about all your movies and everything, and they're beginning to come through, but they're slow. I wanted to put in a pick for Ron Paul. If people like me don't have a lot of money, at least we can do is download his material, print it, put it up on every billboard around Idaho. We've got to change the way it is now because they're killing us.
Absolutely, but we got to do it all over the country. Anything else?
That's right. Okay, that's about it, Alex.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. All right, here's the news coming up and important messages. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. See Endgame right now.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearonOnline.com. That's HearonOnline.com. HearonOnline.com. That's HearonOnline.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, would like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I call for global taxes on two deadly pollutants. So deadly, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't even want to discuss what they'll do to your children. One is hydrogen oxide. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so evil. It is literally unspeakably evil. And the other one is sodium chloride. Even more devilish. We've got to ban them. We've got to tax them. We've got to arrest anyone caught dumping them. Of course, the hydrogen oxide is water. 74% of the Earth's surface is covered with it. 70-plus percent of your body is made of it. It is the water of life. And, of course, then sodium chloride is the devil salt that you put on your eggs in the morning and that without you would die. The devil salt. And that doesn't matter, though. If they actually, if they said put a tax on it, it was deadly and killing the earth, the general public would fall down hailing it as long as they had some beautiful Hollywood starlet pushing it. And that's why you're becoming slaves. You're going to be big-time slaves. Power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for the first time. Now, I happened to do hours of research on this just when I saw this Friday. But I've already done a lot of research before and interviewed top energy experts and, again, Nobel Prize winners in economics and Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist, World Bank, and others about the scam and what was being worked here on the specific subject of power plants. You see, we got the oil company documents in 2000, AP did, Associated Press. Let me get to the meat of this, okay? Let me give you some background here. I don't want to just say something. I want to give you the facts around it, just a small portion of them. Believe me, you're only getting 1/1,000th of it. It's much worse. This is what makes me so mad, how they're scamming you and scamming me. But it's almost worse. I have to know about it and then watch you get fooled by it. There were hundreds and hundreds of refineries right here in Texas. In fact, I got family out in East Texas. Down the road was a refinery. People had jobs at it. The oil companies in the mid-1990s, and the documents came out in 2000 in a suit, we got them, ExxonMobil, all of them, they met around big commission table, just like in The Godfather, and said, there's too much oil, we've discovered too much oil all over the planet, we got to keep the price up, artificial scarcity, as a cartel, again, a group coming together to create a monopoly, an oligopoly. It's all in there, black and white. They're on PrisonPlanet.com. You want to go read the actual documents. We don't just have links to the AP article. We have links to the actual documents. Saved on our site for posterity as well. And they said that we'll go in and buy up all of these refineries. We'll pay two, three times what they're worth if they won't sell. And if they won't, we'll use local environmental rules and lobbies to shut them down. And you go look at Greenpeace, you go look at all these other big environmental groups, most of them are subdirectorates of the World Wildlife Fund, with little panda bears set up by the SS officer, Prince Bernhard, who just died. His daughter, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, the cousin of Queen Elizabeth, runs, well, she owns a controlling share, not just in Dutch Royal Shell, but also British Petroleum. It's mainly Dutch. By the way, her assets are secret. It's a Dutch government secret. You better find out who these people are, because they're sworn to take you and your family down. Okay? I don't mean just slavery. That isn't enough for them. It's stated. Okay? The Waffen SS started it, and you're going to understand it now. All right? If you don't know what that is, find out. It means the armed SS. Now, that's only one small group in all of this. They're monopoly men. And they came in and they bought off 200 plus of the refineries. Quite a few others they shut down by greasing the skids locally with the environmental mafia. That's all it is the mafia. The mob in old Italy would come and say, you got to pay me 10% to have a business. Well, here we wouldn't put up with that. So they say, it's for the earth. We decide who can have a business and who can't. Oh, you want to have a shrimp farm outside Austin? You're not allowed to. No, they got to be grown on the equator with all the toxic waste fed to them and brought back here. A fellow was telling me about the other day, so I did some research, and sure enough, it was true. But side issue. And it's always for the earth. Oh, it's for the earth. So, it's the same thing with these power plants. Coal is all over the place. Four states. There's only two places in the world, an area in Mongolia, of China, and the four states where they come together up around Utah and Colorado and Wyoming. And they have more clean burning. I mean, it's totally clean. No mercury. Not even trace amounts, no lead, it is clean coal. Most coal is filthy dirty. And when you burn it, even with good scrubbers and good filters, a lot of mercury and lead comes down and we breathe it. And we got a lot of coal power plants. We're supplying five or six states around us right here in Texas. We're the biggest energy producer in the country. And we're breathing it. My family's breathing lead and mercury. I don't like it. Do you hear a word out of the phony environmental groups about that? Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, it was the federal government and Bill Clinton at the behest of the oil companies and the gas companies, because most of that property was held in state and private hands in Utah and other areas, most of it in Utah, to not let them mine the near-the-surface, clean-burning coal. So they come right down here to Texas and other and Georgia and other areas and dig up the surface, dirty coal, filled with mercury and every other poison you can imagine, and they just affluent it right out into the atmosphere. Now, and that's all for the oil companies, because they don't want coal competing with them in those power plants. And if there was free market, your energy would be a lot cheaper, but they're using the environmental goons that they bankrolled to, and I'm not just saying this, I've done the research, to run around and spew all this propaganda. The only liberal that's ever admitted this is Greg Fallast of the BBC, and he found all the Dutch Royal Shell documents, too, where they created all the fake peak oil crowd that claims there's no oil left and all this. And, boy, he almost got ostracized by the left wing for that, so he kind of shut up. And then you got the phony idiot right wing who thinks they're right wing and they're not, running around believing that it's a bunch of hippies stopping drilling in Alaska. I have the congressional hearings, the documents. I've interviewed Atlantic Richfield executives. I've interviewed the chaplains that were in the meetings. All of it. It's even been in mainstream news, but here and there. That they have enough oil to run this country for 500 years in Alaska, in one field alone, for more than 100. But they won't let them put in the pipelines because the oil companies don't want it, because it would drive oil down, even with a depreciated dollar, to 50 cents a gallon. for your gasoline after it was refined. It comes out of the ground a lot harder than it does out of Saudi Arabia. It's all about monopolies. So now I will tell you what it means when you read, power plant rejected over carbon dioxide for first time. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment yesterday became the first government agency in the United States to cite carbon dioxide emissions as the reason for rejecting an air permit for a proposed coal-fired electricity-generated plant, saying that the greenhouse gas threatens public health and the environment. Now, there you go. First, the government, at the behest of big corporations, using environmentalists as fronts, comes in and shuts off clean-burning coal, so we really do have an environmental problem, lead mercury in the air, which none of us want to breathe. I'm a real environmentalist, a real conservationist. But the movement was founded by the Rockefellers over 100 years ago. By the way, that's in the encyclopedia, to grab property and land. They found when they'd send Pinkerton out to machine gun a bunch of people with their mines, that they're famous for that, that it would make them look real bad. So they would claim it was for the earth when they'd kick squatters off land. Oh, yeah, the Rockefellers would send in guys with machine guns, just mow down whole crowds of people. These robber barons are real friendly people. And they're smart, by the way. They come with a lot of scams for you and your family, and you seem to buy into it. So power plant rejected. So now they're saying that what we exhale, what plants breathe, is a toxic waste. And so, by the way, this is Sunflower Electric Power, a smaller company. They have power plants, but they're small compared to the big giants. Of course, it's them being shut down. So now we're in this socialist country where the big corporations control the government, and they tell the government, don't give permits to them, don't give them to them, only us. See how that works? And they're declaring what we exhale is toxic waste, and the UN says they're going to tax us individually and have a tax on more than one child, which is how the one-child policy started in China, which the UN funded and set up to begin with. You want to be a feudal slave? This is it. We're going to come back. I promise we're going to go to your phone calls, Dave and others that are holding. Stay with me. Truthnews.us.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assured that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
They're already announcing in England by fiat that they're going to make the population pay huge fines and fees and get home inspections before they can add anything on to any home under the new human footprint initiatives, the evil gases we put off. And, oh, we can't feed cows certain feeds. Their flatulence is causing greenhouse gas. There's always been huge bovine herds from Africa to the Americas in larger numbers than they are now. It's just all made up. It's all made up. And then you've got real environmental problems like genetic engineering, open-air testing, chimeras, cross-species, all the things that are happening. Oh, there's no debate of that. No problem with that. They only use it to shut down any competition. It is selectively enforced. Here's another example. This happens all over the country. You heard about New London Kilo, and we're going to go to your calls. What was it, 2 years ago now up in Connecticut, where these people didn't want to sell their $300,000-plus houses. My point is, people always say, I'll take the poor people's houses, but these are middle-class folks. $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, two-, three-story Victorian houses right there on the lake. And the city just said, we're just going to take it. The Supreme Court said, yeah. By the way, they're not even giving just compensation. I forgot that part. People were given, in one case, $60,000, $61,000 for a $500,000-something house. Down in South Texas in Freeport, they are taking Western Seafood. And it's a company that makes a profit of $15 million a year, last time I saw it in the Dallas Morning News. I interviewed the head of it, Mr. Gore. And just because a big company wants it to build a place for yachts, they're just taking where they've had a seafood company since the 40s. I mean, it's literal like the old lords in England 1,000 years ago or something, or 500 years ago. It's totally pre-Magna Carta. It's medieval. Remember Austinites? There was going to be a 15,000-acre park outside Austin. I read their official plans. Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, SOS, local group in Austin. They were going to build million-dollar houses and golf courses and stuff on it. And hotel spas, and they have. First, they told the ranchers and farmers they couldn't sell it, couldn't build on it, couldn't use it. That depressed the price for 5 years. Then they forced a sale through the city for pennies on the dollar. Then the city pimps that did it now move up to be state senators. They get to control how it's divvied up, and they do it right out in front of everybody. Right out, and I remember going and seeing the crying old guys in their cowboy hats and the old ladies, please don't take it. And they would just laugh and go, but it's for the earth. They'd have all these hippies in their sandals and long hair, and I don't care how you dress. The point is, it's your little costume all in there. We save our springs. It's for the earth. And I was like, no, it's not. No, it says right here they're going to build on it. It's a scam of the biggest landowners in the country. Shut up, you right-wing devil. And I'm like, no, it's the documents. It's the documents. And I had some of the people from those different groups point blank get me to parking lots and at restaurants, you know, and at events where I debated them in the radio shows, just in the hall go, you can't stop us. The public's too dumb. I'll never forget one of them sitting there saying that to me, and I was just like, I could say his name on air, but I'm just going to leave sleeping dogs lie because he could deny it. You know, let's just say he's got dark hair and a dark mustache. And he's there. I was debating him on Shannon Burke's radio show, another station years ago. And I go out there to get some coffee during the break, and he's out there, and he just snickers. No one will believe you. No one cares. They don't know. And I was like, but you're taking the land. And he goes, of course we are. I mean, it's just like, they're laughing at you. I can't handle it anymore. I mean, do you love being gamed and scammed and always took? Is it fun to be idiots? All right, I'm going to shut up. I said I'd take calls. I got so much news coming up in the next hour. Let's just go to Dave right now, calling from New York. Dave, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? New York calling to say you guys are great. But
I'm having trouble understanding you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I mumble sometimes. But I was just, you know, I watched the Bill Maher show to basically monitor, you know, like basically what's going out around with these people.
You know, I sounded mean when I started the show. Bill Maher attacked 9/11 Truth the last four or five shows off and on, calling us mental patients, idiots, liars. And so We Are Change LA went in there and confronted him Friday and took over for 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Absolutely. It reminded me of, like, you know, you shine a light on evil, but, like, shining a light on Bill Maher, and he absolutely ran around like a cockroach. You know, he was, like, he was completely... completely out of control, and he showed exactly what they are. He showed exactly what they are. The, you know, the false left, you know, he's totally contributed, and Matthews is there, and I'm so, the guys that We Are Change do so much, and, you know, but I was originally calling, sorry for going up there, was, I don't know if you saw this, John Mayer, you know, it's on one of those stupid TMZ.com videos, you know, when they're coming outside of a bar, and I think, like, with the Bill Maher thing, it's critical mass. And, like, when John Mayer does that, that's exactly the type of thing that, you know, is happening with Ron Paul. It's affecting other outlets of our daily lives. And
that's right. I heard about him, like, on TV screaming Ron Paul or something. It's the Constitution? Or
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm 26 years old, so I still go out on, like, to the bars and, you know, mingle with the socialites and everything. But, you know, that's the type of thing I encounter. You know, they're like, people are like holding John Mayer back, like he's saying something so terrible, you know? Like he's like,
I know, I didn't see it, but everybody told me about him saying, I like Ron Paul and the Constitution, and people like grab him like he said Satan is king or something.
Exactly. And I never would have seen something like that. It's just a friend of mine who.
That's because they're scared to death, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, you saw the video. First off, tell folks who Mayer is who may not know and tell them what you saw.
Oh, John Mayer's a great musician. He's he wrote that song called what is it called? It's called
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Waiting on the World to Change. It's a great political song because there's so few.
Yes.
And so he's a musician. He's also done, you know, people might know like some other songs, but and he's talking to the kid from Accepted. You know, the movie Accepted, and he's been in some other movies.
Yes.
Those stupid chewing gum movies. And, you know, the guys just, you know, they're obviously having some sort of debate about the presidential candidacy and everything. And, you know, you can tell maybe the other kid, you don't really know who he's going to vote for. Probably, you know, establishment Hillary or something is going to save us, you know, looking at Ron Paul like he's a Republican from Texas, just not being able to discern that there's a difference. And there's all these people holding him back because they're probably out drinking and everything. And all John Mayer is saying is Ron Paul knows the Constitution. I read the Constitution. You should. And, you know, there's no other candidate that represents the Constitution. We're all supposed to be for that.
Absolutely. And by the way, for those that just joined us, Ron Paul, the media keeps saying he raised $5 million. He raised $5 million in a week and a half. Okay? And he raised $5 million in the quarter before that. And he raised $3 million in the quarter before that. And now he's trying to raise, what is it, $18 million? In this next quarter, and he's on track to do it. He's raising more money than Mitt Romney right now. Oh, is all that money? I mean, Rupert Murdoch has had newspapers in New York, Australia, England, all over the world write big articles saying it's a myth. There's two guys eating Hot Pockets and excavating their noses with their pinkies, playing video games that have made Ron Paul this popular and made Ron Paul this huge success. And they just keep trying to say that and say that. But finally this week, CNN, Fox, people send me the clips so I get it all aggregated down to me. It was every TV network. I mean, it was everything. Said Ron Paul is now first here. Ron Paul is in the pole position to win the Republican nomination. In Las Vegas, who's never wrong, there's huge bets placed on who's going to win nominations and who's going to get second place and the president's going to be, for those that didn't know that. Las Vegas has to be right, and they've never been wrong on the president or who gets nominations. And they're saying only Ron Paul can beat Hillary. Only Ron Paul can beat Hillary. That's the big Vegas booking houses that do the lines on the NFL. It's the biggest ones out there. There's a whole bunch of them, and they're all saying that, you know, their numbers vary slightly. Some say he's 5-1 now. Some say he's 3-1. Some say he's 2-1. But they all say he will be the only one who can beat Hillary. And they go through all this analysis, and it's my analysis too, because if you know the truth, you're going to say the same thing. So I've been saying for years. I said Hillary would be the nominee. I said she would raise more money than anybody. I mean, I knew that when Rupert Murdoch was hanging out with her every week 5 years ago. And only she can defeat him. Only Ron Paul can beat her. And that's the point I'm trying to make here. That all these Republicans that aren't putting out even conservative values, of course Republicans aren't going to rally to them. And the establishment scenario was to let 10 guys get up there, dilute the field, never let any of them get any traction to ensure Hillary won. Now, that was a tactic. In the past, they'd only let 2-3 guys get up there during those Republican debates. Now they let 10-11 of them up. The establishment, the big money, the people who have the presidents as their little puppets, their little minions, thought that would happen. But Ron Paul, in that field of crud, you know, that field of open border promoting, gun control loving, abortion loving scum, fake conservatives, all dolled up like the little prisses they are. You know, when they're not out running around on the, I'm not going to say it. We're out of time for this hour. We're going to come back, take more calls from Tim and others.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.